following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference Purina makes and beat it right along.
There it is.
Okay. Oh, fatty. Fatty, 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 sweet fatty. First of all, thank you for calling. Thank you for the Valentine's Day wishes. And the meatloaf is in the shape of a heart on Valentine's Day, a skull at Halloween. Those are the only two times that we have shaped, you should forgive the expression, meatloaves.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Fatty, 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 sweet fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One. This is episode 2623. Oh, WFO for Wednesday the 14th of February 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're going to celebrate the day of love with cats and so-so questions. I did hello, VDS. Big Fatty, go back to fucking it up. That was vulgar. It's true. Happy VD, everyone. It is the day of love. And y'all, you don't have to have anyone else except Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, it may be Poodle. To love today. And Big Fatty loves every one of you. And y'all, you may be Big Fatty. What is this, this song? I don't recognize this version, y'all. It's true. You, many of you may be aware of the old TV machine, program, Love American Style. And y'all, the theme song is very similar to this. In fact, I'm gonna play the theme song at the end of today's, little show, so it gets stuck in your head all day long. Yes, Big Fatty, thank you for that. But y'all, this is the song that the theme song was inspired from. And y'all, it's by a group called the Cow Sills. Big Fatty, thank goodness it's not the Special Chair Sills. It's true. But, it's a special day. Big Fatty, I noticed none of your straight boyfriends called to express their love for you. Well, you know, it's understood. It's understood that they love Big Fatty. But y'all, just know as you go through the day today that Big Fatty loves you. And the best part, Big Fatty, tomorrow Half Price Candies Day. Yes, Big Fatty!
Love American style, freer than the land of the free. Love American style, truer than the red, white, and blue.
Yeah, I guess y'all, I've got a couple of cats. Y'all, that is some popcorn. That I've been holding for quite a while. Y'all, the first one came in back in January. Y'all, and it was from that Gavin and Jim. I know that because I recognize the the address, and y'all, we're just going to open it up here and see what we got. It's in a red envelope, and let's just say, y'all, there's kitties all over. And y'all, the little kitties have got the big old googly eyes, and they say, "Hey, you, come in a little closer, a little closer still, a little closer." Okay, perfect. And y'all, you open it up, Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty, look, Big Fatty. And y'all, it pops up. Big Fatty, look at that. There's a little something special. Oh, it's got a little heart. That's lovely. It says, happy Valentine's Day, Big Fatty. Thank you for sharing such a wonderful weekend at Leather Weather. Love always, Gavin and Jim, Big Fatty, and, y'all, it appears that Gavin has paid a debt. Yes, Big Fatty, that was a drunken stupor debt. It's true. But y'all, they folded. Gavin borrowed some cash money from me, so he didn't have to go to the ATM machine. And y'all, he's put it in the card, but he's folded it so that there's a little heart at the top of it. Y'all, I'll put a picture up tomorrow to show you what that looks like. Y'all, our last VD card, y'all, it's from Princess Hannah. And it's got a heart on the back of it. Y'all, we're going to open it up, and we're going to see what we got here. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, look. It's a foil envelope. It's true. And we're going to, Big Fatty, this is lovely. And y'all, it's a three-dimensional card. It's got a little heart on the front of it and some arrows. And it says, follow your hearts. Happy anniversarium and happy Valentine's Day. Love, Ahana and the Boy Genius. P.S. turned over the card. Okay. But let me read what it is here. Big Fatty, my dear friend, I want to wish you not only a happy Valentine's Day, but also congratulate you on 11 years of podcasting. Well, it's the start of 11 years, Princess Hannah. I will be so sad when you reach episode 3000. Big Fatty, there's one in every crowd. Everybody else can't wait for it. Hearing your voice 5 days a week has always been a source of great joy for me. You have given me light in my hours of darkness and laughter beyond belief during the good times. I hope you never stop. Thank you for all you do and enjoy the foil lined envelope. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, the card, y'all, it's one of those cards that my youngest daughter, Nessa, yes, Big Fatty, she was the number one fan until just recently. It's true. Y'all, it's one of the Nessa's cards. Well, first of all, Princess Hannah and Boy Genius and Gavin and Jim, thank you so much. You've just made a very happy person. And y'all, I'll post a picture of that late arriving crema card that I got from the Shy Yeti and his crew over at the BFO at noon tomorrow. Yes, Big Fatty!
It's February So-So Question Month. It's February So-So Question Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with a So-So Question for that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall's contest in February. Because we're tired of the good questions and we're ready for the mediocre ones. It's February So-So Question Month. Come on, do something. Get off your ass.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that, of course, was a digger. Yes, Big Fatty has another unbelievable, totally original, never used before, bumper. It's true. And, y'all, you can hear the love, in his voice. He just loves to come up with, the new bumpers all the time. But, y'all, we're gonna try to catch up on some of these so-so questions today. Yes, everybody loves so-so question month. It's true, they do. Let's just see what we got here. Y'all, he's fake orgasm has sent Big Fatty another so-so question. You know, he's over there in the UK, and he says, Big Fatty, you seem to need another English to English translation of the BFO. Seems to need another English to English translation BFO. So my so-so question is, did you ever get your pole lit? He's vulgar! At the villa. Inquiring minds want to know, as you left us with an unanswered, unresolved cliffhanger, sir. Love and mischief always. Fake orgasm. I mean, y'all, he's got a little a dancing picture there that says, Mwah, ciao. Benny. Well, first of all, fake orgasm, thank you so much. For getting in touch with Big Fatty and participating in So-So Question Month. And this absolutely is a So-So question. There's not anything less interesting. Big Fatty, I don't know if you heard that Walnut Hills little show. Wouldn't it be nice? Oh, I am. Fake orgasm is you know, the street light out in front of the villa here went out a week or so ago, I don't remember when. It may have been 2 weeks ago. I think it was last weekend though. No, 2 weekends ago. And y'all, it went out on a Saturday night, and I submitted a work request through the Fatville here in Charleston. Through the Public Works Department, and y'all, Monday morning, y'all, my city councilman, for Fat Acres, y'all, he calls me on my cellular telephonic device. He goes, Big Fatty, have they fixed that light yet? And I just submitted it Saturday night. You know, I saw the report. You let me know if they don't get right on that. I said, well, thank you for calling. And y'all, by the time I got home from the coal mine on that Monday, y'all, the light was where y'all couldn't believe it. Just couldn't believe it. So, yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, our next so-so question comes from Mexico. Fake orgasms over there in the UK in Mexico. And y'all, our next one is from Brian in the J-Pan, Mexico. And he says, Dear Big Fatty, I hope you will be able to answer this question. What is the best food accompaniment to serve with an RC Cola? Best regards, Brian in the J-Pan, Mexico. Well, Brian, first of all, thank you so much for the e-letter. And Brian, you need to let me know which of those Atlantis cruises you're going to be on. And, you know, I am going to require you and your husband to have a Tanqueray and tonic once you get on the cruise. And I really do want an honest review of the cruise once you get back. But, Brian, thank you so much for participating in So-So Question Month. And this absolutely is a so-so question. Y'all, if you got any ties to the South, I hear Big Ricky yelling it right now. Yes, Big Fatty. Because Big Ricky knows about an RC Cola. Yes, Big Fatty. And, y'all, it's really just so basic. It's actually embarrassing, y'all, that this is such a so-so question. Y'all, it's a moon pie. Yes, Big Fatty. You know, the marshmallow moon pie. Now, there are varieties of the marshmallow moon pie. The traditional one is the graham cracker cookery with the marshmallow filling and dipped in chocolate. However, they do have the banana moon pies as well, but and they have other types from time to time also. But Brian, thank you for participating in So-So Question Month. Y'all, the number one fan
the number one fan of the BFO for 2018 has submitted a so-so question. Big Fat, I don't believe you didn't do his first. Well, I'm probably going to get a verbal spanking on that one. Y'all, it's Mr. Mike up there. Y'all, can you believe it? We've had three so-so questions from Mexico today. Mr. Mike, of course, up there in the Squamish, B.C., northern Mexico. And yes, Big Fatty, it's International So-So Question Day. It's true. And Mr. Mike says, Dear Big Fatty, number one fan here for 2018, considering all the threats against my life, how much life insurance should I get for my trip to New Orleans? Thanks, Mr. Mike. Mr. Mike, first of all, thank you so much for participating in this. And I've got to say this, Mr. Mike, this question borders on a so-so and excellent question. Yes, Big Fatty, it could go either way. First of all, it's lovely to hear that you will be joining us down there in the New Orleans for the Pride 48 coming up at the end of August. And Mr. Mike, I'm going to give you the so-so answer to this. The so-so answer to this is you don't need don't need any life insurance if you're going to New Orleans. There won't be a problem at all. The way that it borders on it being an excellent question, but we're going to go with the so-so response is if you had Big Fatty as the beneficiary of this policy, several million dollars would be a good place to start. So anyway, Mr. Mike, thank you so much for that. And Brian in J-Pan, Mexico, and the fake orgasm over there in the UK. And y'all, as promised now, I'm going to play the Love American Style from the TV show. You'll hear how it's different. It is a toe tapper indeed. And y'all, if you've never seen Love American Style, y'all, it was kind of like the Love Boat, but and you know, they'd have different stars on and everything like that. Go over on Goggle It and find out about it. Yes, Big Fatty, I hope you have a lovely VD. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the old gal out there in Walnut Hills. Yes, Big Fatty, as much hardship as we give her, we do love her nonetheless. Old gal, let me just wish you a happy VD, both you and Myron.
Fatty, sweet Fatty.
Big Fatty, he's a charmer. He's a charmer.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.